here's a story from The World.
Police brutality in Canada is nothing new, but anger over continued use of excessive force among police is growing in Canada. It's not just a reaction to the killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Recent dash cam footage shows Royal Canadian Mounted Police officers assaulting an Indigenous chief. It's one of many recent incidents of police violence against Indigenous and Black people in Canada. Here's The World's Rupa Shenoy.
From the start, you can see that Alan Adam is angry and frustrated. In the dashcam video, the outspoken chief of the Athabasca Chipewyan First Nation in northern Alberta has been stopped by some officers from the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, or RCMP, for an expired license plate. I'm tired of being harassed by the RCMP, Adam says. The situation suddenly escalates when an officer who runs in from off-screen launches himself at Adam, tackling him to the ground and punching him in the head. The incident happened in March, but the video was released as part of a court case last week as protests sparked by the death of George Floyd spread across Canada. Amid the ensuing public outrage, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said Canada had not done enough to address the treatment of Indigenous people.
We have made steps to improve it, but there is a need for much more, much quicker.
Trudeau acknowledged that there is systemic racism in Canada. Other Canadian leaders, though, seemed reluctant to go that far. Ontario Premier Doug Ford at first said Canada doesn't have the same systemic deep roots of racism as the United States. After criticism, he walked those comments back. The RCMP commissioner also at first said her organization wasn't systemically racist, before clarifying that systemic racism does exist at the RCMP.
You know, it's very disheartening because, you know, it's all been talked. There hasn't been much action.
Lorraine Whitman is president of the Native Women's Association of Canada. She points out that it's now been a year since the release of a 1,200-page groundbreaking report into missing and murdered Indigenous women in Canada. It concluded that thousands of Indigenous women and girls have been killed or have disappeared as a result of what they called Canadian genocide. The report found that these deaths and disappearances weren't properly investigated because of systemic bias within the police force. The Canadian government promised to have a national action plan in place by this month, but it's been delayed.
This has happened for years and years, and they need to take it seriously. We need to be heard, and we aren't being heard.
Meanwhile, troubling cases involving police and Indigenous people continue to make news. Recently, a Black and Indigenous woman died when she fell from a balcony while Toronto police were in her apartment. Another Indigenous woman was shot and killed by police in Edmonton conducting a well-being check. In New Brunswick, officers fatally shot an Indigenous man. Norm Leach is executive director of the Vancouver Aboriginal Community Policing Center.
It's an uphill battle, especially when it doesn't stop. It hasn't stopped. It goes on and on.
Leach's group gets 3 hours with new officers in Vancouver to train them on interacting with Indigenous people. He says they explain that Indigenous people still see the RCMP in an historical context that isn't fully acknowledged.
When they created the RCMP, or originally the Northwest Mounted Police, well, their job was to police the frontier, which meant us.
This moment could be different, though, Leach says, but not because of any acknowledgement or promises by the Canadian government. Instead, Leach says this time could mean real change because of the momentum behind protests in both the Black and Indigenous communities.
I think it's a natural alliance.
And Black and Indigenous communities have allied throughout history, even though colonial powers have tried to separate them, says Cianne Wilson, an assistant professor at Wilfrid Laurier University in Toronto. She leads the Proclaiming Our Roots project, which collects the histories and experiences of Black and Indigenous Canadians.
I think that there's been, in my opinion, a really deep-seated investment in hiding that history. There's an investment in defining Black history as separate from or something other than Indigenous history versus something that's been very intertwined with and overlapping with Indigenous history.
For his part, Chief Alan Adam also thinks this time will be different and there will be change. At a press conference where he discussed his beating by RCMP officers, he sent a strong message.
Be aware that you are put on notice that this can't continue going on, and it has to stop.
For The World, I'm Rupa Shenoy.